It said they're not delivering a safe aircraft. Who might that be? Boeing. It's the business news headlines for Tuesday, the 6th day of February. Thanks for being with us, everybody. In other news, if you can, now is the time to pay down or pay off your credit cards. And we've got some tips on how to get that done. Labeling AI-generated stuff? Question mark? Yeah, Meta says they're on it. China's economy is struggling, and what the government there is not doing about it. We've got the Wall Street Report and some thoughts on those $7 million Super Bowl ads. Ready? Let's go.
Insight on Business News and Comment with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Taro International, the premier interpersonal skills, research, and corporate training company. Achieve, lead, and outclass with Taro. TERO.com. Focus and Find, a high-level, socially responsible search firm helping major corporations in their search for diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Funding also comes from the National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, an international organization supporting the new and used agricultural and construction parts industry. Learn more at ntpda.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Tuesday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby. Grateful, as always, that you've decided to spend some time with us again today. Reach us on X, formerly known as Twitter. We are at IOB_NewsHour. Over on Threads, it's Insight on Business, and our Facebook page is Insight on Business, the News Hour. Well, it's yet another blow to aircraft maker Boeing. The AP is reporting that the new chief of the Federal Aviation Administration says his agency is midway through a review of manufacturing at Boeing, but he already knows that changes must be made in how the government oversees the aircraft manufacturer. FAA Administrator Michael Whitaker suggested that Boeing, under pressure from airlines to produce large numbers of planes, is not paying enough attention to safety. Whitaker said the FAA is halfway through a six-week audit that's involved placing about 24 inspectors in Boeing's 737 plant in Renton, Washington, and maybe half a dozen at a Wichita, Kansas plant where supplier Spirit AeroSystems makes the fuselages for 737s. The inspectors are looking for gaps in the quality of work during the manufacturing process that might have contributed to a door plug blowing off an Alaska Airlines MAX 9 at 16,000 feet over Oregon. Whitaker says he expects the FAA will keep people in the Boeing and Spirit factories after the audit is done, but he said the numbers haven't yet been determined. While the language was strong, it didn't keep Boeing from gaining on Wall Street. At news time, Boeing stock was up $1.89 to $208.52 a share. Wall Street had sort of a dull day, but at the close, the markets ended in the green, and I'll have those numbers for you in just a bit. If you've listened to the business news headlines for any time, you know that we've been banging the drum for you to pay down, or even better yet, pay off your credit card debt. The story's back, and we're back on that kick. Experts say that a combination of inflation, increased interest rates, and the end of pandemic-tied relief like the moratorium on student loan payments has led to record credit card debt. Americans now owe just over $1 trillion on their credit cards, and aggregate household debt balances increased by $212 billion to a whopping $17.5 trillion. All of that from the New York Federal Reserve. When you factor in the average credit card interest rate of 21.5%, it's a disaster. So what should you do? Well, the AP is reporting that first, you should ask for a lower interest rate. Most companies offer promotional rates and ways to move your balances to low or zero interest cards for at least the first year. These promotions can help keep debt from accumulating. Another thing you can do is pay off higher interest rate cards first. Debt that accumulates interest more quickly will always be more efficient than paying off lower interest debt first. This is the most financially sound method of debt management, say the experts. Finally, budget for inflation. Yeah, inflation has peaked, but we're still paying higher prices. So what can you do about that? Well, since the pandemic, some providers of monthly services have become more open to negotiating bills, whether utilities, phone service, cable, internet, or auto insurance. Making these calls can lead to some meaningful savings. Ask for the lowest rate available, rebates, and coupons. If a provider is competitive with other companies, there is an increased chance of getting a discount. Try your cable bill, for example. There you have it. And now we'll stop with our rant. Yes, it is hard to tell what's real and what is fake now that AI is everywhere. In response to consumer concerns and the threat of being scammed, Meta says it will start to label AI-generated posts on Instagram and Facebook. The AP is reporting that Meta says it's working with industry partners on technical standards that will make it easier to identify images and eventually video and audio generated by artificial intelligence tools. Now, what remains to be seen is how well it will work at a time when it's easier than ever to make and distribute AI-generated imagery that can cause harm, from election misinformation to non-consensual fake nudes of celebrities. Meta already puts an imagined with AI label on photorealistic images made by its own tool, but most of the AI-generated flooding the social media services doesn't come from Meta. It comes from elsewhere. The economy in China has struggled for a couple of years. Stock prices have crashed since their peaks of 2021, underscoring a loss in investor confidence. Last year, China, the world's second largest economy, chalked up a 5.2% growth in GDP, which isn't bad, but we're used to seeing double digits come from the second largest economy. Meanwhile, economic data has been mixed coming into 2024, which has confounded observers. So what is the Chinese government doing about all this? Mostly denial. Beijing didn't quite fix its fundamental problems and was instead pulling other moves like wooing foreign investment and threatening those critical of its flailing economy. Chinese leader Xi Jinping said on New Year's Eve that the country's economy is, quote, more resilient and dynamic than before, end quote, even as he acknowledged that some businesses were having a tough time. All this denial is no way to get things fixed. The three major indexes rose and sank and rose again, but in the end they did close in the green. The Dow started way up but then sank, only to gain 141 points to close at 38,521. The Nasdaq opened above the flat line only to fall below it, but in the end it was able to eke out an 11-point gain to close at 15,609. The S&P 500 bounced up and down all day, finally gaining 11 points to finish the trade at 49.54. At news time, West Texas Intermediate crude was up by 71 cents to $73.49 a barrel, and the yield on the 10-year Treasury fell to 4.09%, also at news time. And finally, there is this, and this is about the upcoming Super Bowl and the ads that will grace us. 20 years ago, a Super Bowl ad cost companies about $2.4 million for 30 seconds. Today, that price has jumped to $7 million for the same amount of time. The New York Times writes that even at that rate, it's still worth the money. Advertisers now rely on live events to reach large audiences as ad-free streaming renders traditional television ads less effective. The Super Bowl is also among the best mass marketing opportunities. While the Emmys and the NBA have seen viewership drop in recent years, over 115 million people watched last year's Super Bowl. If all goes well, these $7 million spots can also generate weeks of conversation for a brand after the game is over. This year's Super Bowl advertisers will likely benefit from the Taylor Swift effect, as the pop star drives up NFL ratings and attracts female viewers. Brands are also expected to play it safe and lean on themes like nostalgia and humor in their ads. Why? Well, for fears of social media backlash. And that's a wrap for the business news headlines for today. Thanks so very much for joining us. For all of us that put this together each and every day, Champ Ramsey is our production coordinator, sales and marketing. Aaron Libby. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease, and the music you're listening to right now is arranged, composed, and conducted by our friend James Goodlett of Jam Good Productions. For all those folks, my name's Michael Libby, wishing you a profitable evening. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.